WSUA TV proudly presents Around the University with Ernest Presto, brought to you by the State University of New York at Albany. Remember, if you're not getting your money's worth, then you must be at Albany. Portions of tonight's pre-recorded broadcast were recorded live. And now, your host, Ernest Presto. Good evening and welcome to Around the University. Tonight you will be taken on a guided tour of our great campus. You'll get a backside look at how an academic factory such as ours can operate, not only on a limited amount of know-how, but at an excessive cost as well. But where do we begin in such a vast complex in which faces are first names and names are numbers? We'll find out right after this word from SUNY.
Attention all freaks, jocks, greasers, pseudos, radicals. Thinking of going away for 4 years and don't know where? Think no more. Albany is the place for you. Yes, at the State University, we have something for everybody. At phenomenal prices, too. Check this out. Pay tuition, housing, insurance, and various other fees, and you get to eat in the campus center dining hall.
Meals extra.
And that's not all. Play frisbee in the area's largest outdoor wading pool.
Fountain open May to September only.
Never a worry about inclement weather. All buildings are connected by underground tunnels.
Tunnels close at 5
No book jams in our bookstore. No siree, Bob. The aisles are clear even at the height of the book rush.
Book lines form in the tunnels. Taxis available.
And say, after eating a food service meal, why not visit our infirmary? Our medical staff makes staying well a relief.
Free throat lozenges with every visit. Closed weekends.
For rugged types, there's the beautiful Dippykill campus located just 75 miles away. Always a comfortable sleep in our tiresome library. And if beer is your thing, there's a fraternity or sorority just for you. So come on, come to Albany State. Easy to reach. Take the New York State Thruway to exit 24, go to the light and turn green, and you're there at Albany State. So drop in and see why so many drop out. Let us visit our bright, efficient admissions office where prospective students are being screened by highly qualified counselors.
Let me see now. 4.0 high school average. SAT verbal score 798, math 799, Regents scholarship score 277. Well, we all have our bad days. Let me see. President of the Advanced Calculus Club for 3 years. Varsity letter in chess. Perfect attendance record from nursery school on. Of course you realize, Mr. Planaria, that college is no picnic.
Oh, no, sir.
And that there are hundreds of students just like you all competing for the same seat in that classroom.
Oh, yes, sir.
And just because you were both valedictorian and salutatorian at your high school doesn't mean that you are capable of handling higher education.
Oh, I agree, sir.
Albany is for people who show promise and want to get an education. So your $5 application fee is the same as anyone else's $5. I'll check on the status of your application in our fully automated admissions system.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me, I'll just be a moment.
Lefty, I'm looking for a Planaria, Lester H., Chipmunk Drive, Shenango Forks.
Planaria, let's see, Planaria, Panacea, Pancreas, Pandora, Piles, here it is, Planaria. Yeah, we put his $5 on fine note in the third race at Saratoga, and, should be on right now.
Ace of clubs again, and as they come to the wire, it's Bamboo by half a length, Zigzag second, Roach Clip holding on to a third, Yellow Fingers fourth, Fine Note fifth, Beethoven sixth, Diminished seventh, Andromeda staining for eighth, Dow Jones ninth, Industrial tenth.
Aw, too bad. Well, that's the brakes.
Yes, if his horse would have placed or showed, at least he would have made the waiting list.
Yeah, and anyone who believes in our waiting list doesn't belong here anyway.
Well, thank you very much for the a tip. Mr. Planaria?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
At this time, we cannot report on your entrance status. Your forms are still being processed. You will be informed of the office's final decision in a few weeks by mail. Goodbye.
But school opens next week.
Next? Patchouli. Ira M.
Like, present?
Well, Mr. Patchouli, I see by your transcript that, like,
that, like, you know, like what I want to do is, like, I want to be able to relate to, like, what's going on. Like, I was rapping to this chick, and like, she was turning me on to, like, all the far-out relevant, like, you know, I mean, like, I was getting into all the Dynamite beautiful people, and, you know,
stop! Say no more! You're accepted! It's students like you who say what they mean that make this university what it is. Congratulations and welcome. Now you can join thousands of other students just like yourself on lines all over the campus. For you are no longer Ira M. Patchouli. You are now 12107-6923.
We now follow student number 121-07-6923 on his daily journey through university life. Let's drop in on math professor Dr. Sokotoa teaching Intro to the Fundamentals of Advanced Magnetoplasma Dynamics, SOB 101.
Oh, like, this class is so boring.
Yeah, like, I know what you mean. What do you have after this?
Oh, wow, I have comparative opposites with Del Rio, and is she far out? When she told us to bring in our papers, and I said I couldn't, she said I could bring in a water pipe instead.
Fantastic. Like, I have history of Antarctica since the Civil War, but I haven't been there in
so
long. All right,
class, now settle down.
Uh-oh, here comes Mr.
Can everybody hear me
himself.
Back there? Now, I know the acoustics aren't very good in here, but bear with it anyway. Last time we were discussing the parallel digital concept, so today we will put theory into reality by asking, how many are there in a square root? Please use your phones to answer.
Oh, wow, like, I know that one. Hello, operator? Psst, hey, you want to use my phony credit card? Shh. What? Pardon me? Area code? Like, what's the area code of the Earth Science Building?
Attention! A man of your attention, please, class. There's a bomb scare. Class dismissed.
Bomb scare?
Bomb scare.
I thought they only had movies at night. No, there's a big exam in modern antiquity this morning.
Oh, wow. Well, like, I guess I'll split back to the dorms.
And now, with the aid of a compass and a map, number 121 finds his bright, efficient dormitory where he can engage in some restful study.
Smells good to be home. I think I'll just dig a little music on the radio.
Here's the latest from Campus Radio News, Adrian Fishlips reporting. Three different campus organizations became members of an unlikely merger today when Ms. Frieda Fred Dukes, a member of both Women's Lib and Gay Activists, became the first female member of the Potter Club. Spokesman for all sides said everyone is happy. A demonstration was held in the administration building today. For that report, here's Ben Shrapnel on the podium.
A group of students calling themselves the Coalition for Long Island camped inside the president's office today, demanding the formation of a department devoted to teaching Long Island studies. The demands include a Long Island speech seminar, a Long Island Railroad art appreciation course, as well as moving the university to Nassau County where, quote, it belongs, unquote. This is Ben Shrapnel on the podium.
Sadness in the news tonight. Cartoon character Ebby the Eep died today of natural causes when the campus newspaper ceased publication. The end came as Central Council announced several cuts in funding. Also affected was the campus radio station, which will...
Oh, wow. Bummed out. Well, I guess I might as well get ready for dinner.
Pfft. far out.
Yes, 20 times a week, students are faced with starvation as food service offers its wholesome, nutritious, well-balanced meals. Let's drop in on this well-greased operation.
Numbers, please.
78, 56.
67, 43. Hike,
007.
54, 40 or fight.
36, 21, 35.
074.
Bingo!
Number, please.
I know. 204.80. What's for dinner?
Well, there's hamburger parmesan, leg of hamburger, hamburger souffle, kosher hamburger, that's burger without the ham, choice of squash leaves, potatoes go rotten, or eucalyptus roots, some kind of purple and green juice, and five flavors of Jell-O.
Ugh, how come?
We always have special meals on holidays.
I want to see that chef right now.
Look, where's the chef?
I'm the chef. What do you want?
I think, like, the food stinks.
Oh, you do you? You students are all alike, always criticizing. If I listened to every two-bit critic that came in here, I'd never get my work done.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, wise apple, I just finished making toast for tomorrow's breakfast. Now I have to go water down the soda, dry out the cake, and make hamburger patties in this machine.
Come on.
Right in here. All right, here you go. Get it in. All right. And that's how hamburgers are made. Well, time for dinner. Hello, Walt Sub. This is Bromo over at the university. Send over the usual. Pepperoni Hero.
We'll be right back after some scenes from next week's Around the University. Next week on Around the University, the semifinalists try for the playoffs in the drop-ad game.
This is Ben Dover here in the SUNY gym, and time is running out on Eagle Eye. If he doesn't pick up 15 credits and drop 6 within the next 23 minutes, he won't graduate on time, and the job he's been promised will be given away. And he's off. He's got his blue card, and he's headed to pick up the first course, which is STP 342, Chemicals of the 19th Century. Not a very popular course here, and most likely, yes, he's got it. Yes, there was no line, and now with 22 minutes remaining, Eagle Eye has time to break his old record set back when he was a sophomore. And he needs OPU 311, that's critical equations, if you're scoring. The course line is empty, but the section is closed! He'll need a closed section card from his instructor, who, incidentally, is on sabbatical in Peru and won't be back until next week.
That's next week on Around the University, seen every week at this time, right after everybody's favorite quiz show, By Your Grade. That's By Your Grade on this station. And now, back to Ernest. Today is somewhat different. Special. Today is your graduation day. Each word of the commencement speaker brings with it a cherished memory. The shaving cream fights, the boycotts, the incompletes, all the friends you made, all the friends you would have liked to have made.
The first night you thousands really of other less fortunate men and women have been learning a trade and going into business for themselves. While you have been laboring under the misconception that the job market is waiting for you, these dropouts have become the job market. Do you think that they would hire effete academic snobs? Ha! All of you have been pawns of this joke, this machine, this dead end we call education. Wishing you luck is putting it mildly. God help you, suckers. Thank you.
Wow, we're finally out. Aren't you worried about what he said?
Nah, why should I worry about next year? I'm going to grad school.
Far out? Where?
Well, I hear where else.
And now, it's time to graduate. Bachelor of Unemployment, please rise. You're graduated. Sit down. Bachelors of Enlightened Despots, please rise. You're graduated. Sit down. Masters of Good Luck, please rise. You're graduated. Sit down. And that's where it ends. Or is it only the beginning?
Only time will tell. And so until next time, this is Ernest Presto saying, it's not whether you win or lose at Albany, it's how fast you learn to play the game. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast, which was brought to you through the courtesy of the State University of New York at Albany. Remember, the final indignation of all this is that Around the University has been funded by student tax.